Hey everyone, and welcome back. Today we're taking a look at Orlando Dental Center.
Oh yeah, I saw this one on the list.
Yeah, you sent it over. And I took a look at their website too, and it seems like a really interesting place. They're doing a lot more than, you know.
Yeah, than just your average, you know, cleaning.
Yeah, just like a regular checkup.
Exactly.
And they're really focused on like the whole patient experience, which
I think it's
pretty cool.
Yeah, it's interesting how they highlight that.
Yeah.
That it's not just about the procedures.
Right.
It's about how people feel when they're there.
Yeah, they even have like a quote on their website about it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. They say, "We will listen to you first and address your needs and concerns."
Wow. That's not something you hear very often from a dentist.
Right. Like, how many times have you gone to a dentist and felt like they actually listened to you?
Not many. Honestly, I think that's what's refreshing about their approach.
Yeah.
It's very patient-centric, which is becoming more and more important in healthcare in general.
Yeah.
But especially in dentistry, I feel like, because a lot of people have anxieties about going to the dentist.
Oh, for sure.
Like, they even mentioned patients Andy and Deborah on their website.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Who both had negative experiences at other practices.
Oh.
But at Orlando Dental Center, they felt heard and, like, their concerns were actually addressed.
So it's not just about, you know, numbing you up and drilling away.
Exactly. They're taking a more holistic approach, which I appreciate.
Yeah, that makes sense because, I mean, if you're not comfortable with your dentist,
right,
you're probably not going to go.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the last thing you want when it comes to your health.
Right. So it seems like they've got the whole patient comfort thing down.
They do.
But what about the actual dental work?
Right. What about the actual work? Are they any good?
Yeah. Are they using like all the latest technology?
Yeah. Are they up to date?
The techniques and all that stuff?
Well, they seem to be striking a balance between experience and innovation.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Their team has a combined experience of over 43 years. Wow. But they're also incorporating cutting edge technologies.
So they're not just relying on like the old school methods?
Not at all.
Okay. That's good to know.
They're offering things like mercury-free fillings.
Oh, wow.
And metal-free crowns.
I've heard of those.
Yeah, those are becoming increasingly popular.
Right.
Because they address concerns about potential health risks from mercury.
Mm.
And also, the aesthetic appeal of metal-free restorations is a big factor for a lot of people.
Yeah, so not only are those options potentially healthier,
right,
but they also look better.
Exactly. You get the best of both worlds.
Sign me up.
Yeah.
What about dental implants? Those seem to be...
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere these days.
They offer those, too. And Dr. Maroof actually has advanced training in implant dentistry from Temple University.
Wow.
Yeah. So implants are pretty incredible.
Yeah. I've heard they're like a permanent solution for missing teeth.
They are. They're essentially artificial tooth roots that are surgically placed in your jawbone.
Wow.
And then a crown is attached on top. So
it looks and functions just like a regular tooth.
Exactly. They're considered a cutting edge solution because they really do mimic the look and feel of natural teeth.
That's amazing.
It is.
So they've got the experience, the technology.
Yeah, it seemed like they're covering all the bases.
There's also a story on their website about a patient named Maria.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one.
And it sounds like her experience was about more than just, you know.
More than just fixing her teeth.
Fixing her teeth. Yeah. It was like.
Life-changing.
Kind of life-changing thing.
It seems like they see dentistry as a way to positively impact lives, not just oral health, which is really cool.
Yeah.
So Maria came in with anxiety about her oral health.
Mm.
But after getting teeth whitening and veneers, she experienced a complete transformation.
Wow.
It wasn't just a cosmetic change. It boosted her confidence and her overall outlook on life.
It's amazing how something as simple as, you know,
yeah,
a smile,
yeah,
can really impact how you feel about yourself.
Absolutely. Your smile is one of the first things people notice about you.
Right.
So it makes sense that it would have such a big impact on your confidence.
Yeah. And I love how they're emphasizing that they're not just treating teeth. They're treating people.
Exactly. It's about the whole person.
Right.
Not just the problem area.
They also really highlight their team on the website.
Oh, yeah. They even mentioned some of the team members by name.
Yeah, like Holly, Debbie, Jamie, and Chantel.
That's nice to see that personal touch.
Right. It definitely makes it feel more like a family atmosphere.
Exactly. And it's not just about their technical skills.
Right.
They talk about Chantel's role in patient education and her calming nature.
Mm.
So she seems to play a key role in making sure patients feel comfortable and informed.
Yeah. That's so important.
It is.
Okay, so we've got patient-centered care, experienced dentists,
mm-hmm,
cutting-edge technology, and a dedicated team.
It's quite a package.
What else makes Orlando Dental Center unique?
Well, this is where it gets interesting.
Ooh, I like interesting.
They have a strong emphasis on preventative care and patient education. So it's not just about fixing problems when they arise.
Right.
It's about helping patients avoid those problems altogether.
Through education.
Through regular checkups, cleanings, and education, exactly.
Interesting. So it's a more proactive approach.
Very much so. They even use the phrase holistic approach to oral health.
What does holistic actually mean in this context?
Well, it suggests that they're looking beyond just your teeth.
Okay.
They're considering lifestyle factors, nutrition, even stress levels, because all of these things can impact your oral health.
That makes sense.
It's about understanding the connection between your oral health and your overall well-being.
Right, because everything's connected.
Exactly.
Okay, so it's not just about the drill and fill anymore.
Not at all.
It's about taking a more comprehensive approach.
Exactly.
And they have patient testimonials to back it up, right?
Oh, yeah, they do. Deborah talks about how friendly and welcoming the atmosphere is.
Mm-hmm.
And Andy, who we mentioned earlier,
was
particularly impressed with how they put him at ease.
It seems like they're really going above and beyond to make people feel comfortable.
They are, and these firsthand accounts really solidify their commitment to creating that positive patient experience.
It really seems like they're trying to change people's perception of going to the dentist.
Absolutely. They're challenging the stereotype of the scary dentist and showing that it can be a positive and even enjoyable experience.
That's fantastic. And this focus on community seems to extend beyond their practice walls, too.
You're right. They're committed to providing emergency dental care.
Wow. So anyone can walk in and get help.
Yep, no matter what.
That's amazing.
It is, they also participate in health fairs and school programs.
So they're really involved in the community.
They are, and they're involved in charitable initiatives as well.
Wow, they really are going above and beyond.
They are, and it's clear that they see themselves as part of the community and want to give back.
Okay, so they're dedicated to their patients and the community.
Mm-hmm.
But the website also mentioned something about sustainability in dentistry.
Oh yeah, that caught my eye too.
That's not something you hear every day.
Not at all. It looks like they're trying to minimize their environmental impact by incorporating eco-friendly practices.
Okay, so what kind of things are they doing?
Well, they advocate for metal-free solutions, which is interesting.
What's so special about metal-free solutions?
Well, as we discussed earlier, metal-free options can be more aesthetically pleasing.
Right.
But the production and disposal of metals used in traditional dentistry can have a significant environmental impact.
Mm.
So they seem to be promoting these solutions for both aesthetic and environmental reasons.
So you can have a beautiful, healthy smile while also being mindful of the planet.
Exactly. It's a win-win.
I love that. Tell me more about their sustainability efforts. What else are they doing?
Well, that's something we can definitely dig into further.
Okay, perfect.
But first, let's take a quick look.
Yes, let's do that. This is already so interesting. I can't wait to learn more.
Me too. This is fascinating stuff. So let's dig into those sustainability initiatives.
Okay, let's do that.
So they're approaching it from multiple angles,
not
just the metal-free solutions.
Oh, okay. So what else are they doing?
They're really focused on reducing their overall environmental footprint.
Okay.
Like they're looking at energy consumption, waste management, the products they use daily, all that stuff.
Oh, wow. So it's like a holistic approach to sustainability.
Exactly.
So it's like their holistic approach to oral health.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that even small choices can have a ripple effect.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, for example, they might be using digital x-rays to reduce chemical waste.
Hmm.
Or they might have energy-efficient lighting and equipment in the office.
Oh, yeah. Those are things you don't really think about.
Right. Exactly. But they all add up.
They do.
And it's likely that they're also choosing dental products and materials from companies that are known for their sustainable practices.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. So they're really trying to be mindful of the environment in every aspect of their practice.
It sounds like they're setting a new standard for what a dental practice can be.
I think they are.
It's not just about patient care anymore.
Right.
It's also about responsibility to the environment.
Absolutely. And I think that's a key takeaway here.
Yeah.
Sustainability and high quality care don't have to be mutually exclusive.
Right. You can have both.
You can have both. And I think that's really important for people to know.
And it probably resonates with patients too.
Oh, for sure.
These days, people are much more aware of their own environmental impact.
Right.
And they want to support businesses that align with their values.
Absolutely. It's becoming a differentiator, especially for younger generations.
Hmm.
Choosing an eco-conscious dentist might actually be a factor in their decision-making process.
Yeah, I could see that.
It's something to consider.
It makes you wonder if other dental practices will start following their lead.
Yeah, I hope so.
Seeing a practice like Orlando Dental Center successfully integrating sustainability
right.
might inspire others to do the same.
I think it could definitely have a ripple effect.
That would be amazing.
So
imagine a world where all dental practices were as environmentally conscious.
That would be great.
As Orlando Dental Center.
Yeah, it's a great aspiration.
It seems like they're really paving the way.
They are. They're pioneers in this area.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about their commitment to sustainability.
Mm-hmm.
But let's circle back to their core mission.
Okay.
Providing exceptional dental care.
Right.
And one thing that really struck me was their emphasis on patient education.
Oh, yeah. They're big on that.
It's not just about telling patients what to do.
Right.
It's about empowering them to understand their oral health.
Exactly.
And make informed decisions.
They want patients to be active participants in their own care.
It's like establishing a true partnership between the dentist and the patient.
Exactly. It's a collaborative approach.
And that kind of relationship fosters trust.
For sure.
Which ultimately leads to better long-term outcomes.
Absolutely. When you trust your dentist, you're more likely to follow their recommendations.
Right. And you're more likely to feel comfortable going back for regular checkups.
Exactly.
Which brings me to my next point. I love how they highlight preventive care.
Oh, yeah. Preventive care is key.
It makes so much sense. It's always better to prevent a problem.
Right.
Than to try and fix it later.
100%. And regular checkups, cleanings, proper home care.
All that good stuff.
It can save you so much time, money, and discomfort down the line.
Yeah, dealing with a major dental issue is never fun.
It's not. And it's much more invasive and stressful than just taking care of your teeth in the first place.
It's like they're saying, let's work together to keep your smile healthy for life.
That's a great way to put it.
They're taking a long-term proactive approach to dental care.
Exactly. And I think that's what sets them apart. Mm-hmm. They're focused on building lasting relationships with their patients.
Right.
Not just treating their immediate dental needs.
And I'm sure that contributes to their glowing testimonials.
Oh, absolutely.
When patients feel valued and respected, they're more likely to share their positive experiences.
Word of mouth referrals are gold for any business.
Yeah.
But especially in healthcare, where trust is so important.
You know, it's funny. We often hear horror stories about dental visits.
Oh, yeah. It's like a cultural trope. The dreaded dentist appointment.
Exactly. But Orlando Dental Center seems to be flipping that script.
They are. They're challenging that preconceived notion.
Yeah.
And showing that it doesn't have to be a negative experience.
Right.
Going to the dentist can actually be positive and even enjoyable.
And it all comes down to their approach.
I think so.
They're not just treating teeth.
Right.
They're treating people.
They recognize that dentistry is a personal experience.
Yeah.
And they're doing everything they can to make it a positive one.
That's a key insight.
It is. They've tapped into the human side of dental care.
And that's what sets them apart.
Absolutely.
Okay. This deep dive is already proving to be so insightful.
Yeah. It's fascinating.
I'm really impressed with everything we've learned about Orlando Dental Center.
Me too.
They're truly a model for what modern dentistry should be.
They're raising the bar.
Agreed. Now, before we wrap up,
yeah,
let's shift gears for a moment.
Okay.
While they've created this incredibly welcoming and positive atmosphere,
mm-hmm.
I think it's worth acknowledging.
Oh, definitely. We can't overlook that.
That all of this, you know, they've done it during like a really challenging time for dentistry.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like the pandemic.
Yeah, exactly.
Things have changed a lot.
Yeah, like how do you even go to the dentist anymore?
Right. It's a whole new world.
Yeah, and it sounds like Orlando Dental Center has really stepped up.
Yeah, they've adapted well.
To meet those challenges.
Yeah.
You know, on top of everything else they're doing.
It's impressive.
They've also had to figure out how to keep everyone safe.
Absolutely. Safety is paramount these days.
And it sounds like they're doing it without sacrificing that welcoming atmosphere.
Yeah, they're not letting safety compromise the patient experience.
Right. Because I imagine that would be easy to do.
It would be, but they're finding that balance,
yeah.
Which is really important.
I bet they're really transparent about their safety protocols, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because that's what people want to know.
They want to know that their dentist is taking things seriously.
Right.
And that they're doing everything they can to protect them.
Yeah, I bet they've got it all outlined on their website.
Most likely, yeah.
You know, like what kind of cleaning procedures they're using and mm-hmm. what kind of PPE the staff is wearing.
Yeah, maybe even pre-appointment screenings and stuff like that.
It's pretty amazing how they've managed to navigate all of these new challenges.
It is.
While still staying true to their core values.
Yeah.
You know, like patient-centered care
yeah.
and creating a positive experience.
They're not letting the pandemic define them.
Right. They're just incorporating it into who they already are.
Exactly. It speaks volumes about their dedication and adaptability.
So they're not just focused on providing excellent dental care.
Right.
But they're also committed to creating a safe and welcoming environment.
For everyone.
For absolutely everyone.
Yeah.
Who walks through their doors.
They've thought of everything.
I know. It's like patient comfort, cutting edge technology, sustainability.
Community involvement.
Community involvement. Mm. And now this.
Yeah.
It's really remarkable.
It is. And let's not forget their team.
Oh, yeah. Their team is amazing.
They really are the heart and soul of the practice.
Yeah. Every single member.
From the dentists to the hygienists to the administrative staff.
They all seem so passionate about what they do.
They do.
This deep dive has been such an eye-opener.
It has been fascinating.
I honestly never realized how much more there is to dentistry than just the clinical side of things.
It's more than just teeth.
Exactly. And I think that's what I'll take away from this.
Hmm.
Dentistry at its core is really about people.
It's about relationships.
Yeah.
Alleviating anxieties.
Helping people feel good about themselves.
And ultimately helping people achieve a healthy and confident smile.
Well said. So for our listeners in the Orlando area,
yeah.
If you're searching for a dental practice that truly cares and goes above and beyond, we highly recommend checking out Orlando Dental Center.
I agree. They're a great example of what modern dentistry can and should be.
They're located at 300 Gatlin Ave.
In Orlando, Florida, 32806.
And you can reach them at 407-851-7740.
Give them a call.
And remember, a healthy smile is a great accessory.
That's a good one.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of Orlando Dental Center.
It's been a pleasure exploring with you.
Until next time, keep exploring and keep smiling.
Keep smiling, everyone.